Good day, San Bernardino County Prayer Warriors. Our focus today is the cities of Grand Terrace and Homestead Valley. Father, we declare that you are the Lord of Grand Terrace and Homestead Valley. You are the King of these people. You are the light in their darkness. You are the hope to the hopeless. You are the peace to the restless. Jesus, you asked us to pray for more workers because the harvest is plentiful. We declare the harvest is great in Grand Terrace and Homestead Valley, and the workers are few. So we pray to you, Lord Jesus, to you, Father God, who are in charge of the harvest, asking you to send more workers into the fields of these communities, that you would embolden every believer in these cities to share the gospel unashamedly, knowing it is the power of God to save and transform lives. We lift up Homestead Valley, who is near Landers and 29 Palms, and near Pioneer Town, Yucca Valley, and Joshua Tree to the south. 60% are not affiliated with a church of any kind. So, Father, we pray that more churches will come here, more churches that preach the gospel. People would go there and maybe even do a missionary assignment and pray over the area, do a citywide event to bring people to Christ. We are lift up their crime that's at F, and every part of it's at F except for other. Their top issues are theft at 32% and burglary at 8% and assault at 8%. So, Father, we pray for all of these grades to improve, that people's lives will be changed, and we'll see that as a result in the crime decreasing. We pray for the economic area. We pray that this place will be blessed and prosperous so that people will get out of poverty at 32%, 20% above the California average. The unemployment has declined, but it did affect the income. So we pray, Father, for more businesses, creative ways to find work in and around that community. We speak life over Homestead Valley. We lift up Grand Terrace, the Blue Mountain City, which is known for its beauty and opportunities. And it's near Loma Linda and Bloomington, Redlands and Mentone, and just below Colton. In 2007, 18 years ago, it was voted the top 100 cities to live in, according to the Money Magazine. The crime issue now, however, is D+. And so, Father, we pray that the grade of the crime will improve. We pray for the theft that's at 15%, though that's not super high. We still pray, God, that people there would come to know Jesus, that their lives would be changed by the transforming power of your gospel, that they would come to know Jesus as their Savior and Lord and begin to understand his love for them. The poverty is below average, so we're grateful for that. So, Father, in the name and authority of Jesus Christ, we decreed that there would be an end to confusion, strife, and disorder in these communities. We call all things into divine order and subject them to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, just as you want it to be done. Let there be a release of your fear, O God, and light and truth over these cities. We decree an end to all the theft and violence, that the walls of these cities would be called salvation and their gates praise. May your love, O God, be poured out by your Spirit so that the people would have a personal encounter with you, that they would know that they're valued, esteemed, and loved by you, that the economic conditions and commerce of these cities would be healed. There would be no lack of good-paying jobs, affordable housing, and provision for the necessities of life. In Jesus' mighty name, we look forward to what God is going to do in these communities in the year ahead. Amen.